You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
Interview with Yudhvir Singh, spokesperson for La Via Campesina International in Geneva. We are in Geneva during the 7th ministerial of the World Trade Organization because what is being decided here is a question of life and death for us, stated the chair of the Indian Coordination Committee of Farmers Movement, Yudhvir Singh, spokesperson for La Via Campesina in the Swiss city. In an interview with Real World Radio, Singh said that the minister aimed to decide on the future of the people, among them farmers, but that the social movements will not allow it. They have no power to decide for us, he stated. In India, agriculture is a fundamental part of the culture of the people, of their way of living. Singh said that the WTO policies will destroy climate, water resources, and agriculture. We will not tolerate this, he stated. Also, he explained that the negotiation being held within the WTO these days is not for the economically poorest people of the world, but for the interests of big transnational corporations which want to take over the agricultural sector and finish with farmers murdering them, he said. Finally, he said that farmers are in Geneva to tell the ministers that they will not accept any negotiation on agriculture. He added that the demand of peasants is simply to leave the WTO out of agriculture.
Real World Radio is having a conversation with Yudhvir Singh. He is the president of the Indian Coordination Committee of Farmers Movement. It is part of La Via Campesina, and actually he is one of the spokespeople who is here in Geneva in these parallel activities to the WTO ministerial. Yudhvir, first of all, to give you the welcome, and how are you?
I'm fine, and we are here. And we are here because, you know, it's a question of life and death for us. The people are going to decide our future, but we are opposing that. They don't have any power to decide for us. We are the people, those will decide for us and those decide for us. So we are here to oppose all these negotiations. This negotiation is not for the evident for the poor people of the world. This negotiation is totally in the interest of the big transnational company and the big multinational and transnational company. They want to occupy the agriculture sector. They want to finish the farmers. They want to kill the farmers. So we are here. We are here to oppose them, and we are here to tell them we are not ready to accept anything, any negotiation in agriculture. Our only single point is demand is WTO out of agriculture.
Exactly. In which ways particularly the Indian farmer suffers the policies which are taken, which are decided here in the WTO, for example?
In India, agriculture is not a trade. Agriculture is the culture of the people. They are living with their culture. They are working with their agriculture. So agriculture is a lifeline of the people in India. And now the people, they are going to decide the cooperative farming, and they want to snatch the land from the farmers. And all the policies nowadays become in existence after WTO. The 200,000 Indian farmers commit suicide. So these are the results of the WTO in last 10 years and 15 years. So, as per our opinion, the all policy is going to destroy the climate, going to destroy our water resource system, and going to destroy our agriculture. So we are not ready to tolerate this.
You are one of the spokesperson of the La Via Campesina here, and La Via Campesina has said before these meetings here, before these activities, about the WTO, they have said the World Organization of the Crisis. What can you tell us about it?
It's not. No, we are not in crisis. Basically, we are stronger than before, and in India we are more and more stronger. And now, particularly in India, we are 700 million people in farming, and most of the farmers, they are unaware about the issues, but slowly they are getting about the enemy, and they are getting about the policy. And now we are more strong, and more people know about the WTO, and more people know about the consequences and effect of the WTO. So now we are more stronger.
Yes, I understand. What do you expect of these meetings, these activities with other social movements from all over the world?
Yeah, basically this is a global fight, and this is not only for producer, this is related also with the consumer. So now I think that people is more aware about that, and you saw day before yesterday there was a big mobilization. It's not by the peasants, by the farmers. Lot of people from the different society, they were there in that mobilization. More than 7,000 people were there in that mobilization. It shows that now awakening is coming in the people, and they are not ready to accept. Not only the farmers, but all those people, society people, they are against this.
And just to finish at the end, once again, La Via Campesina is present with all its strength now in Geneva, then it will be in Copenhagen. What can you say about it? It's a really strong movement all over the world, which is taking part in all the activities where the peoples from all over the world are the most affected by the policies taken.
Yeah, definitely. VIA is with the agenda of food sovereignty, and it's a basic agenda of the VIA, and I think the food sovereignty is a major issue, and it's most important issue for the peasants, for the, not only the, for the peasants, for everybody. So we have with a good cause, and we are fighting for that, and VIA is stronger in all the continents.
Okay, Yudhir Singh, President of the Indian Coordination Committee of Farmers Movement and the spokesperson of La Via Campesina here in Geneva in these parallel activities to the WTO. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Real World News.